Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday we were talking quite a lot about the demise of Friends on Channel 4 and E4. It's like an old mate. It's always been there, like forever. But now it's off. It's not on anymore. They're not allowed to show it. Now, Graham's been on and quite a few other people saying, well, yeah, it's off air in Britain at the moment, but it's back from the 1st of October on Comedy Central. I know, but that's like a big hole in your life because a lot of people are used to watching Friends every single day. And we put this out there yesterday. We said, would you like it if we played Friends every night at 6 p.m. on this show directly after Newsbeat? We'll do what they do on the TV and we'll just put it in any old random order so they won't be chronological. And most of you said, yes, we would like to. Even though we can't see it, we would like to catch up with the gang from Friends every night at 6 p.m. So there we are. This show is now your new home for Friends.
Podcast.
The non-Friends fans have been on, like Ben in Bournemouth, who says, you best be joking, Mills. What about an episode of Only Fools and Horses instead? No, we are the new home. That's not a bad idea. The new home for Friends, and you can hear that, not see it, but obviously you've probably seen it before anyway. So 6 o'clock tonight on this show, so many people are loving this. Stacey's been on saying, I was in class talking earlier about your proposal for Friends on the radio, and all 20 of my classmates were up for it. Excellent news.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Jen from Soho in London says, I've never seen one episode of Friends. Is that bad? No, there are some people out there that have never seen it. And that won't spoil your enjoyment of our one tonight at 6 o'clock. First time for everything. Jessie J is coming up. Also, I'm going to play Adele and a bit of Two Door Cinema Club. And hopefully we're going to speak to David Walliams on his big swim, what he's doing in the Thames. Can you imagine doing that on a day like today? Awful. It's been a pretty wild day where he is. I think he's near Oxford. We'll speak to him soon. Becky's off this week eating fried cheese in Greece. Chris is here though. Hi.
Hello.
You right?
Very good, thank you, yeah.
Now, I know that you have an idea, which I think you should run past the rest of us now.
I think this is the one.
Yeah?
The one that's going to get me the millions.
You think this is going to, like, potentially be a massive money spinner?
I do. Have you seen that Red or Black on TV at the moment?
Yeah, it's on, like, was it on all night last night? It felt like it was.
Yeah.
I think they briefly broke for Coronation Street in the news, but apart from that, it was all Red or Black.
Yeah.
I've seen bits of it. It looks quite exciting.
I really like it.
Right.
And I think the key is with these games, you've got to keep them simple. With Red or Black, you literally choose red or black.
Yeah, I think the best quiz ideas are normally simple.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to be a millionaire? Simple. People just answering questions and the money goes up with each question.
Deal or no deal?
Yeah.
Opening boxes.
Easy. The ones that Nick Knowles presents, not so much.
No.
They're really complicated, aren't they? The ones before the lottery that are on sometimes. Now, often I'm doing that lottery draw and I'm sat there before going, God, what's going on here?
Yeah, what's the one where you go to like a middle zone? And then if you get the question wrong, you're not out. Weird.
Yeah, you move to the central zone or something, and I don't really get it. Is that Who Dares Wins?
Oh, possibly, yeah.
I love Knowles, but I don't understand his quizzes.
No, nor do I. I've got a great idea. I've got my own quiz.
Excellent.
It's like Red or Black, so it's really simple, but
right.
It's different enough that Cal won't sue me.
Okay, that's good, because we don't need that. Okay, so what is it?
It's a simple choice game. Ass or elbow?
Is that the title?
That's the title. You know, right, have you never played this? What
no.
It is, you know, if you roll up your sleeves and sort of flex your muscles like that, on your arm, it makes like a bottom.
Oh, yeah, it does, actually. So if you just kind of hold your arm out and do that,
yeah.
It can look like a cheek.
If you take a photo of that up close,
mm-hmm.
You can't tell the difference between that and a close-up photo of a bottom.
So this new quiz is just a simple guessing game, ass or elbow?
Exactly like the one on ITV at the moment, Red or Black, but yeah. It's ass or elbow.
Okay, I like it. How's it going to work?
Right, what's going to happen is we've got some photos of various Radio 1 DJs and celebrities, and later on you're going to be the first contestant in my new game, and all you've got to guess for a large amount of money is
where are you getting this money from?
I'll explain all later.
Okay.
But But it's a good game.
Right, so I just guess ass or elbow, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm the first contestant.
You are.
And if it works, it'll go on TV.
I hope so, yeah.
Brilliant. I'm well up for that. Ass or elbow, coming later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, the new show, well, a pilot for this new show, potentially, which Chris thinks is going to make him a lot of money. Ass or elbow, coming after five. So, let me just get this right. Have you gone around various celebrities asking for pictures of their bum?
Maybe.
Have you?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Okay, good.
It's been a brilliant day.
So, like on... I mean, obviously, this pilot will go well, and then the TV companies will buy it. In the same way as Red or Black, is it like... Are you imagining like a stadium full of people, maybe Wembley, and like loads of celebrities come on and show you their ass or elbow?
Yeah, I like this. I like the idea of a full Wembley arena.
Yeah, with screaming fans. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And will it be the same the whole way through? What's the idea?
It roughly the same, but I've created a brilliant twist at the end.
Can you tell me?
I can't. But I think we're going to play this after five, right?
Right. Well, that's... okay, that's the... That's fine, but Pixie Lott's coming in then. So do we need to...
Oh, wow.
We can't ask her to play ass or elbow, can we? I mean, no, I don't want her to show us. I mean, she can be a... She's going to be a contestant. She's not the one showing us her elbow or... Is
Am
she?
I going to have to ask the question?
Well, are we... One of them speak. Are we doing it after five? Well, that... Okay, that does clash with Pixie Lott, but that's fine. Your day's just getting better and better.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And I can speak to David Walliams now. Hello, David.
Hello, my darling.
Where are you right now?
I'm in the water.
So you're treading water now in the Thames?
I'm treading water and they've got the phone in a little plastic bag.
Oh, my God.
Because they don't want it to get wet, even though I'm talking to you and you're very special.
Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how massively exhausted are you right now?
About... 12.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty tired. I've been, I started at 7 this morning, and I think I've done about maybe 14 miles today, and I've got another 4 to go.
Right, okay. So are you on schedule now?
I think so, because I got up especially early today at 6, and then got in the water at 7 and picked up the 2 miles that I missed yesterday.
Right, okay.
Which means it's a bit of a longer day today.
If you didn't know, David Walliams is swimming 140 miles in the River Thames in aid of sport relief, along with the Big Splash. And where do you know what area you're in at the moment, David?
Well, I've just come through Oxford, had a very, very lovely welcome from the people of Oxford, and I'm now just sort of between Oxford and Abingdon, and there's lots of lovely people waving at me from the bank.
I'm so impressed that you're treading water, because it doesn't sound like you are. If this was me, I'd be like...
I'm also having a wee at the same time, Scott.
Oh, multitasking.
because I've stopped, and it's quite hard to wee when you're actually moving your legs, as you well know.
Yeah, I know that.
I've finished weeing now, it's fine.
Oh, but during that last bit of talking to me, you were actually weeing then, weren't you?
It's always been a fantasy of mine to talk to you as I'm urinating, and now I've achieved that ambition. I can die a happy man.
Listen, we're getting so many texts from people saying how incredible you are for doing this, but we need those people to turn that into money for Sport Relief. You know by now what amazing work Sport Relief and Comet Relief do in the UK and also in Africa and some of the world's poorest countries. So I will tell you how to get that money into us in just a moment, because David Walliams is doing an incredible thing. I mean, I don't even know whether they mentioned to you before you went into the Thames about the E. coli, salmonella and hepatitis that you can get.
They did, actually, because I had some jabs because I was very concerned that, I might pick up something.
Yeah.
You know, because if I do, then the swim would be over. You know, once I'm desperately ill, there'd be no chance of carrying on. So, yes, I had some jabs and I'm on antibiotics.
Are you?
And I'm getting my daily fix of Scott Mills.
Oh, I know! Not to mention the 39 million cubic metres of raw sewage there. Did they mention that?
They did mention that as well. Why are you mentioning the horrible bit?
Oh, sorry. I'm just trying to make people realise how hard it is for you, Dave.
It is very hard right now.
But people are bringing you cakes, aren't they?
They are. I've had a lot of cakes. Almost too many now.
Really? Stop bringing the cakes.
I ballooned to 24 stone in the last 2 days.
Even though you're burning 8,000 calories a day.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's been lovely. Really lovely cakes as well.
Now listen, I should probably let you get back to it, because I know you are treading water as we speak.
Yes, but just hold on a second, I might have another wee while we're speaking.
Okay. Now, obviously, Skrillex really helped you yesterday. Is there one song today, David, that would spur you on to continue that horrible swim through the River Thames?
ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Did you say Na 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 by My Chemical Romance?
Na 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 by My Chemical Romance.
That's the next song we're going to play.
Because they did a duet with Liza Minnelli.
Did they? So that's how you know
them. That's why I know who they are.
I love that. All right, David, I'll let you go, but we'll speak to you again tomorrow morning with Chris Moyles. Well done, and good luck for the rest of it.
I love you, Scott.
I love you, David.
Bye.
Podcast. Hello, Pixie Lott.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good. I haven't seen you for a while.
It has been a while.
I think last time you came in, it was when you had Broken Arrow out, which is a while ago.
Yeah.
And I was quizzing you on your relationship with Professor Green.
You did ask me about Professor Green, although there was no relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe just a friendship.
How's that going?
I haven't seen him for a while.
Right.
But whenever I do see him, we say hi and
all
stuff.
Cool. What a great start to the interview that was. Thanks for coming in. You might be number one on Sunday.
Well, I don't know. Fingers crossed. I'll have to wait and see. But it is exciting, but it is a little bit nerve-wracking because competition is close. Dun, dun, dun. So,
who's your biggest competition, do you think?
Thing is, I don't know, because there's quite a few songs like lingering around, like all floating up and down. So I have no idea which one's the closest competition, but I'm just going to, I don't know, keep my fingers crossed and hope for the best.
Well, good luck for it on Sunday.
Thank you. Keep your fingers crossed for me.
How good would that be, though, if you were number one and everything?
It would be pretty cool, but I don't want to jinx it in case, but I'd be really happy because it's a nice feeling, I guess.
When you get to number one, does your average pop star, do they have a big party or do they just go, yeah, whatever, another number one?
Well, I would definitely celebrate.
Yeah.
I would go get some champers, go out with all my friends. And you have to celebrate. It's a cause of celebration.
Yeah.
Whenever there's an occasion to celebrate, I think you have to use it.
I'd quite like to have a night out with you, Pixie Lott.
Do you know what? If it reaches the number one spot, you have to come out with us.
Yes.
On Sunday night. What happens if it doesn't?
Oh, well, we'll just drink anyway.
We'll reschedule.
What do you do, like, on an average night out? Let's say that we were going to go out.
Yes.
What would we do? Where would we go?
We would go. Well, it depends what kind of thing you like, because we would cater for you, you know. But
really?
I don't know, wherever the party's at.
Okay. Do you go out much?
I do like to. Whenever, the thing is, when it's busy, like if I have to sing the next day, I can't because for some reason, if I don't get much sleep or I drink, the next time my voice doesn't really come out, just squeaks, which
that's
is really
good.
Awkward, embarrassing. Yeah, so if I'm singing the next day, like, then I can't. Mm. But if I've got nothing the next day, I can.
Cool.
So on Monday, all I've got is dance rehearsals, so I'll be fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, anyway, yeah, best of luck for it for Sunday.
Thank you very much.
What do you do? Like, do you get to stay in a lot? I suppose you have to because you've got a lot on. Like, for instance, take this week. You were on Lorraine Kelly really early this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
What time did you get up for that?
I had to get up about 5 this morning because it's an early show, and the same for tomorrow as well, because I'm doing Sky News and that's an early one.
What are you on Sky News about?
Just chatting.
You're not doing
about
the paper
news.
Review, are you?
I hope not. No, just, you know, just having a little general chit chat like we're doing now. That kind of thing.
Cool. I didn't realise they did that kind of thing on Sky News. I thought it was all breaking news.
So did I, but it's Eamon Holmes. He's a friendly guy.
Oh, we like him.
Exactly, so it'll be good fun.
I mean, Lorraine was nice to you earlier.
She's always lovely.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, lovely to see you, Pixie Lott.
That's quite a good accent.
Thank you. Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time with her. We were talking about this, actually. We just spoke to David Walliams, who is having a big swim in the River Thames at the moment for Sport Relief.
Actually, at the moment?
Yeah.
He's swimming right now?
Yeah, he's been doing it since Monday, and we spoke to him just before 5 o'clock. And
how do you talk to him while he's swimming?
Well, he's got a little mobile phone in his in a little pocket so it doesn't get wet.
No.
Yeah.
That's quite amazing.
And he was treading water as he was speaking to us. I know, it's quite cool. He's doing 140
was
miles.
Was he like out of breath whilst talking? Like?
No, annoyingly not. He was just like, hello, darling, I'm in the Thames. And I was like, if that was me, I'd be like,
it's impressive.
Because I did a desert trek with Lorraine, which is why I can do such a good voice. While Ames is doing a swim, he's done a swim before as well, the English Channel he did. And then some people like Cheryl Cole and Chris Moyles climbed Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I remember that time.
If they ever asked you, would you do anything? What would you do? Would you prefer to go hot or cold?
That's a tricky one. I'd probably say, I don't know, maybe hot because...
Hot. Yeah.
Yeah, cold can get quite cold.
You should have come with us on the desert trek. It was fun.
I would have loved... I would absolutely love
fun,
to do something
but it was
like
fun,
that.
It was a fun experience.
What was it for?
It was for Comet Relief, Sport
Comet
Relief.
Exactly. I'd love to do something like that. So hopefully... Yeah, if an opportunity comes up, I'll definitely get involved.
What could you do?
I'm thinking maybe Pixie Rose the Pacific...
Yeah, single-handedly. Pixie Lott, Rose the Pacific.
Or I'm not sure of my rowing skills.
Really?
No, I've done the kayak things on holiday. Is that the same thing?
It's not the same as a pedalo, Pixie. This is like the whole of the Pacific. See, that is worth a pound of anyone's money, I think.
I'll pay it. Yeah.
Text.
I'll give it a go.
Text Pacific to... Now, I've been hearing that... When you do go out, as you said, you do, if you haven't got anything on the next day, that you've been wearing a disguise quite a lot recently. Is this true?
No, I don't usually wear a disguise, but recently I went on holiday to Greece with two of my best friends, Georgie and Joe. And I have, like, wigs, because I think they're quite fun just to dress up in. So I've got a dark wig, and I've also got, a blonde wig, which was similar to my hair before I got it cut.
Yeah.
So one night I went out, and I wore the dark wig, and then my friend Georgie wore the blonde wig with, a plait around the middle, which is what I wear quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I think people had heard in the town that maybe I was there or something. We went out to one of the bars, and everyone was asking my friend for autographs. I had to take pictures of them together.
Yes, that's always good when that happens.
Yes, it was quite funny, but yeah, I loved it.
When I was in Greece recently, there was an incident by the pool where one of the reps came up and went, "Hi guys, apparently Scott Moyles is staying here at the moment." I went, "All right, yeah, the Scott Mills
so
actually." Yeah. So you must get recognised a lot, especially if you're going on holiday, like to Greek resorts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess in Greece, it was. I think once the word spreads round.
Well, there's no one Greek there. They're all English.
They're all English. Yeah, there was a lot of English people there, and a lot of people from up north, actually, where we were.
Yeah.
So once word gets round, then I feel like. Yeah, they just got to either me or one of my friends. Like, they must not really know what I look like because they thought my friend was actually me just because she had blonde hair.
So, I like it that you were taking pictures of them and like, yeah, there's you and Pixie Lott.
Exactly. It's so funny.
Now, you were on Red or Black the other night.
Yes, I was.
Doing a little performance.
Yeah.
And it was quite good because there was like at least five of you, wasn't there?
There was five. Well, there was four holograms and then me. But I've never done anything like that before, so it was really fun. And it was quite crazy. We had to film the holograms the week before, and I had to, like, learn the little dance routine. I didn't really know what I was doing on the day. And then they just filmed it straight away, and we had to get it all in time. And I had the same outfit on, but in different colours. And then on the night, I did the performance with them. It kind of felt weird. It kind of felt like I was in a girl band kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate girl band, really, wasn't it?
But only it's all you.
Exactly. It'd be quite handy to have them, like, actually here all the time, because when I have to do, like, interviews and go around to different places, like, one of them can go to that one, one of them can go to that one.
One of them goes to Lorraine, exactly. One of them goes to Eamon Holmes.
Yeah, then I could have a lion.
It's quite good.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Maybe you should have them with you at all times. Does it make you feel like less on your own on stage?
Do you know what?
Even
though they're not real. I don't know. I like having the stage to myself. Like, I don't think I'd like to be in a girl band, really.
No.
But they just come in handy when there's loads of busy times and you have to be, like, everywhere at once.
So you can have five of you doing all sorts of different things. Yeah. Think of all the money you can make. Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Five times the cash. Have you never been in a girl band or anything then? That's never happened?
No, never. I've always wanted to be a solo artist. I started writing my own album when I was, like, 13, 14. So, yeah, from a young age.
Yeah. Now, we need to ask this, Chris. Would you be up for... Have you heard about Chris's new game show idea?
I did hear about it. It sounds really interesting.
Well, it's a bit like Red or Black, the one that you were on the other night. But different enough for Simon Cowell not to sue. So, Chris, do you want to explain what it is?
Right, so it's quite simple. We've got lots of photos, and you've basically just got to tell me, is it ass or is it elbow?
Ass or ass. Elbow.
What's ass or elbow? Accent? Why do you say ass?
It's because that's what we say.
Oh, really?
Ass yeah. or ass. Elbow.
Ass.
Now, would you be up for playing this?
I'll give it a go. Why not?
So who's playing?
Well, this is it. We've got a lot of Radio 1 DJs involved. But ideally, it would be great if you could do it as well.
Like
if
what?
We could
take
possibly
a picture.
Get a photo of your
elbow.
Or
okay, well, no, because am I the contestant? Am I the one that's playing?
Yeah. Well, what I'm thinking here is it could be UV Pixie.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But is Pixie going to also be one of the ass or elbow people where we have to guess?
Ideally.
Okay, right. So do I need to... What do I need to do? I need to close my eyes?
Is that how it works?
If you close your eyes, right. We can do this now.
Obviously, there will be people watching this on the Radio 1 website.
Yeah, so don't tell Scott.
No, don't tell me. Okay.
So just don't text him. We'll do this photo.
So how does this work?
We just need a photo
Pixie,
of your
don't say
bottom.
Whether it's your
okay,
bottom
so where
your...
is the camera at?
We got one here.
Okay,
right, cool.
Ready?
So I'm turning away. Don't tell me whether it's ass or elbow.
Okay. So okay. What are you going to right?
Okay. Don't say it.
Okay, just
that's people watch you on the website. Don't tell me what it is because I've got a guess.
Excellent.
Yeah, is that good?
Right, we got it.
Finished.
All
very
done.
Happy.
Could I all turn done around? And dusted.
I can turn around.
Yeah, okay, you're all good now.
All right, thanks. Brilliant. So we'll play this game soon, shall we? Is that all right?
Brilliant.
Okay. You up for that, Pixie?
Yeah,
fabulous.
Definitely. That's fun.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
And go.
Hi, and welcome to the new primetime quiz, where one lucky contestant will be walking away with a cool £1 million. Maybe not. It's a bit like Red or Black, but different. All you need to do is know the difference between a bottom and an elbow. Let's play ass or elbow.
Okay.
And please welcome our contestants. Contestant number one, what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Scott Mills and I'm from Eastleigh in Hampshire.
And what do you do?
I play records and talk on Radio 1.
Contestant number two?
Yes.
What's your name and where are you from?
Hello there, my name is Pixie Lott and I'm from Bromley in Kent, which is Hurst.
And what do you do for a living?
I sing songs, write songs, perform songs, that kind of thing.
Here's how the game works. If you bend your arm and take a photo of it, it can look a bit like a bottom. But can you tell the difference between a real bottom and someone's arm? If you can, you can win £1 million.
Come on.
Let's play ass or elbow.
All right, go.
Right, ready?
Mm.
Here's the first one.
Okay.
Scott, this is a photo. Does it come up on your screen?
Oh, okay. So if you're watching on the website now, you'll be able to see this. So this is the first photo.
This is a photo of Sarah Cox. Okay. But is this her ass or her elbow?
Okay. Yeah, you can clearly see that on the website. So play along at home. So that is Sarah Cox in some form. But is that her ass or her elbow? Can I see it again, please? I'm saying that it is her ass.
Is that an ass? Let's find out.
It's her elbow!
Uh-oh.
It's her elbow, yes.
Oh, okay.
So you got that wrong.
Sorry, I'm wrong.
Right, it's your go, Pixie. This
pressure's on.
Is Radio 1 DJ Greg James, but is this his elbow or his bottom?
Where am I looking at right now?
Right, there we are.
Look at that
screen. Oh, it's a little bit wrinkly.
And hairy.
Kind of looks more like a shriveled up like peach or something.
Or maybe like elbow.
Could go either way, really, couldn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of shadowing in the middle area there, isn't there? So
I really hope that isn't what I think it is.
Well, it's an ass or an elbow.
I'm going to go for I don't know why it's so wrinkly, but I'm going to go for an elbow.
You're saying elbow. Right, let's find out.
Dun, dun, dun. Woohoo!
Elbow!
Elbow!
Yeah. Oh, you're winning.
Bring it on.
Boo.
So far, Pixie is ahead, 1-0. Scott 0, Pixie 1.
Okay.
Right, last round. Scott, this is popular singer Pixie Lott. But which bit of Pixie Lott is it?
I'm nervous for this one.
Oh, my God. This is awkward.
Ass or elbow?
It's one I took earlier.
I know, I didn't... Obviously, wasn't looking. I am going to say... elbow, because I think you're a lady.
Dun, dun, dun.
You think she's a lady?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the answer?
Pixie, which bit of you is that?
I can reveal that is my elbow.
Yay!
And I am a lady.
Well done, Scott.
Thank you.
Brought it up to 1-0. Right, the final one.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Here we go.
What happens now?
Pixie Lott, this is a photo of me, Chris Stark, from Pinner.
Oh, no.
But is it my elbow or is it my bottom?
Oh. See, that one's a bit more tricky because it's kind of a side angle, isn't it? Or... it's, oh, dear. What's that kind of blotchiness to the left-hand side?
I hope you're watching this at home on the website. It's quite blotchy.
It's a bit blotchy. It's a bit worrying. Can you explain that?
This is for a million, is it?
I can't give anything away. This is for a million, bear in mind.
Oh, this is for a million. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say... I'm going to say your elbow because I'm hoping that your bottom doesn't look like that.
It's actually my... elbow.
£1 million. Yeah.
Amazing. So Scott, the final score is Scott 1, Pixie 2.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Pixie wins.
So are you going to cough up then?
So Pixie, it's your chance to go for the million.
Oh.
You've got a bit of a twist.
Oh.
It's not actually £1 million. You can win a million STDs.
What are they?
It's a million Sal Tom Dobras. At the current exchange rate, a million Sal Tom Dobras is worth £36.12.
All right.
So it's all I could afford.
Right, so for £36.12.
Well, so for a million STDs, Pixie Lott, is this an ass, in other words, a donkey, or is it the popular group Elbow? For a million in our final round, bit of a twist, is it ass or elbow?
That's going to be hard.
Is that
oh,
it?
I thought I was looking at a picture.
No,
this is a sound round.
This one, is it the sound of a donkey or the sound of Mercury Music Prize nominee's elbow?
That is funny.
Ass or elbow?
Oh my gosh, this is harder than I thought it was going to be.
One more time.
Do donkeys even make that sound? I don't know. Aren't they more of an Eeyore kind of thing?
What do you think?
I'm going to have to push you here. Ass or elbow?
Okay, I'm going to go for... I'm going to say elbow because it's not let me down so far. So I'm going to go for it.
For a million. Right, let's find out.
Oh, it's a donkey.
You've lost it all.
I'm upset.
Or £36.12. Right, close up the quiz.
You've won. No, you haven't. You've lost the million.
I think this needs some work. Close up the quiz. Close it up.
And that's all for tonight. It's goodbye from Pixie Lott.
Woo!
It's goodbye from Scott Mills.
Bye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.
Wow, what a quiz. Yeah, it was good. But well done.
Cheers, mate.
I like it when you went, you've won. Oh, no, you've lost.
It's
like that girl on, what was that show? The Australian one where she was like, and you're the winner. And she wasn't the winner at all. Did you see that?
No.
What was it?
On?
Australia's Top Model.
they said it to the wrong person or something.
Yeah. She's like, oh, sorry, I got the wrong one in my ear.
That's so funny.
And she's like, you're the winner. Congratulations. Oh, sorry, you're not.
No.
Get that on, honestly, get it on YouTube.
That
it's the
terrible.
Best thing. It's the best thing ever. Listen, Pixie, so thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks
for playing our half-baked quiz, ass or elbow, and we'll see you again soon.
Yes, I'll see you very soon. Thanks for having me on
and
the show.
And good luck for Sunday on the actual charts.
Thank you.
Thanks, love.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, a lot of you, when I said this yesterday, were really upset. A lot of people didn't know that it's not being shown. Friends is not being shown anymore on Channel 4 or E4. And it's been on for years. Even though it ended a long time ago, they just show them and show them and show them. Not anymore. So what we said was, we are going to be the new home of Friends. Obviously, you won't be able to see it, but you'll be able to hear it. And let's be honest, you've probably already seen it anyway. Chris Smith off the news was furious when he heard about this yesterday.
I loved watching Friends on E4 because the most exciting thing was when one came on and you realised that it was an episode you'd not seen.
Yeah.
It didn't happen very often.
It didn't, but when it did, it was like, yay, I've not seen this. Yeah, what are the chances of that? I know. So what we said we were going to do is every night we put on a different episode, randomly, not really in any order, a bit like they used to do on E4. So what I did was I bought the Friends box set, and the plan was just to, you know, plug in a DVD player and just let you hear it. Now, since I said this was going to happen, there have been a few legal issues, and it turns out, I didn't know this, that it could actually cost rather a lot of cash for us to actually just play out Friends.
Is that kind of why E4 have stopped doing it?
I think it might be.
Right.
I think it costs a lot, and yeah, so there are lawyers and stuff involved, so we've got around these legal issues in a very cunning way. So here it is. On Radio 1, it's the one with the monkey. Here is Friends.
Ooh, hi, Ross.
Guys, there's somebody I'd like you to meet.
Wait, what is that?
Well, Monica, that would be Marcel. You want to say hi?
No, I don't. Wicked. Where did you get him?
Well, Rachel, my friend Bethel rescued him from some lab.
Me, Phoebe, thinks that's so cruel. Why? Why would a parent name their child Bethel? Oh, look, here's Chandler.
Hey! That monkey's got a rust on his ass!
Ross? Is he gonna live with you? Like, in your apartment?
Yeah, Monica. I mean, it's been kinda quiet since Carol left, so...
Why don't you just get a roommate?
Nah, I don't know. I think when you reach a certain age, having a roommate is kind of pathet. Sorry, that's pathet, which is Sanskrit for really cool way to live.
So no one told you that was gonna be this way. It's back on!
Friends, starring Scott Mills as Joey, Monica and the Monkey. Chris as Ross and Rachel. Charlie Sloth as Chandler. And the posh Radio 4 lady as Phoebe.
So, you guys, I'm doing all new material tonight. I have 12 new songs about my mother's suicide and one about a snowman.
Might want to open with the snowman.
All right, Joey.
All right, Joey.
How are you doing?
So, how'd it go?
I didn't get the job, Monica.
How could you not get it? You were Santa last year.
I don't know. Some fat guy sleeping with the store manager. He's not even jolly. It's all political.
So what are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be one of his helpers. It's just such a slap in the face, you know?
Hey, do you guys know what you're doing for New Year's? Gee, what? What is wrong with New Year's?
Nothing for you. Rachel, you have Paolo. You don't have to face the horrible pressures of this holiday. Desperate scramble to find anything with lips just so you can have someone to kiss when the ball drops. Man, I'm talking loud!
Well, for your information, Paolo is going to be in Rome this new year, so I'll be just as pathetic as the rest of you.
Yeah, you wish.
It's just that. I'm sick of being a victim of this Dick Clark holiday. I say this year, no dates, we make a pact. Just the six of us. Dinner.
Yeah, okay, all right.
You know, I was hoping for a little more enthusiasm.
Woo, yeah!
Phoebe, you're on.
Oh, good.
Okay, hi. Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, Miss Phoebe Buffay. Woo!
Thanks. Hi. I want to start with a song that means a lot to me at this time of year. I made a man with eyes of coal and a smile so bewitching. How was I supposed to know that my mom was dead in the kitchen? La 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 la.
And there it is, the one with the monkey, Friends, there on Radio 1. Now, obviously, the voices are different, but you'll get used to it, you know? Someone says, brilliant, just how I remembered it. We are. The new home for Friends is the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.